Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
And this is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. One possible benefit of the legal battle over a TikTok ban is that the impact of social media is getting more discussion in homes across America. Our next guest is the Chief Marketing Officer and Chief Parent Officer for Bark Technologies. Titiana Jordan is also author of a new book, Parental Control, A Guide to Raising Balanced Kids in the Digital Era. Titiana, this is something that we talk about a lot here on KMOX, is how we manage technologies in our digital lives. So we really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
First, let us know, people may have heard of Bark. They may not realize maybe it's at use in schools, or they may have an app that helps them govern what their kids are doing. But for those of us that aren't as familiar, tell us what Bark is.
Sure. So I'll start with just the name. For those of you that have dogs, you know that if anything sketchy comes near your house, they will bark. And so that's kind of the premise behind the company Bark Technologies, that if anything concerning comes around your children, we're going to send you an alert via text and email letting you know, hey, they're being bullied, they're talking to a predator, et cetera. And so the way that we do that is through artificial intelligence and an incredible algorithm that then grew into not only software through applications, but also through hardware, like a safer smartphone for kids, a safer smartwatch for kids, and a device called the Bark Home that goes in your home and helps you with things like setting screen time limits and filters for all the connected tech that your children can access.
Titiana, parents, I know we talk a lot about social media, how to grapple with it. I think a lot of us feel like we're doing a pretty miserable job of helping our kids manage it. But when it comes to a ban of social media platforms, is that the solution?
No. No. Social media is a tool, and there should be more stringent age regulation around it. And the companies that are making billions of dollars off of children should do a better job of keeping them safer on their platform. But no, an outright ban is not the solution.
Why do you say that?
Well, because it's an incredible tool that we can use to connect authentically with people and not feel so alone. It's an incredible force for education if there's not misinformation tied to it. And it's an opportunity for people to generate revenue. A lot of people are making a lot of money because of their ability to put their goods and services on social media.
I'm glad you mentioned the age verification issue. This seems to be such a massive problem for social media platforms and tech companies. Is there an answer to this? Because it's easy to go on these platforms and lie about your age if you're a kid.
It's a joke. Goodness gracious, it truly is. You've got to laugh or you'll cry. But, you know, it's a multi-layered approach. Obviously, there's parental involvement. There should be more stringent age gating procedures on behalf of sites like, you know, Pornhub and those that have the most mature content. But our devices know our age, you know, and so at the device level, whether it's an iPhone, an Android, et cetera, Apple and Google need to do more to set age-appropriate access for the kids that are using their tech, and then they can limit the children's access to social media sites and mature websites.
What are you hearing about Red Note, the alternative to TikTok that a lot of users have been flocking to in the last week?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I'm sure they had, you know, the most amazing user numbers over the past week, but I think it's probably deflating quickly, given that TikTok is back. You know, TikTok went offline for, I think, a few hours, but Red Note cannot compete with TikTok as long as TikTok is alive. So, you know, they had a great run for about a week. I know they have around 300 million users. The last time I checked, the site was in either Chinese or Mandarin, and it was like a mix of Instagram and TikTok and Pinterest in a way. I know that when we made a reel, an Instagram reel about Red Note, warning parents to go ahead and block that app. There were a lot of passionate Red Note users that were not thrilled with that recommendation, very defensive of the app.
Let's talk more about TikTok. If a ban isn't the issue, how do we as families deal with things like the algorithms that can, really send us into a black hole of content?
Absolutely. Well, it starts with modeling. If you as an adult are getting sucked into the TikTok algorithm, your children will observe that. And so you need to proactively work to tailor your content for things that are uplifting, helpful, educational, accurate. So you can even demonstrate to your child, like, hey, I thought I was going to be on TikTok for 5 minutes, and instead I was there for 30 minutes. I'm going to set a time limit for myself because there's more to life than this app. And, show your children how they can report content, unfollow people, and curate their algorithm. And then also go to Google and Google TikTok algorithm harmful for children and show them how the app that they love and spend time on knows that their app can be harmful for kids and have not done enough to fix that.
So we've focused a lot on TikTok just because of the national attention on it. Are there other apps that you find just as concerning or more concerning that parents should be aware of?
I'm so glad you asked that. I would say the number one app that parents and the government should be focusing on that they're not is Snapchat. Snapchat is the most dangerous app for children. It purports to have disappearing messages, but we know that nothing online really disappears, at least not right away. The whole premise of the app was to send disappearing nudes, not something we need to be encouraging children to do, especially because the possession or distribution of nude media of a child under the age of 18 is CSAM. It's child sexual abuse material. It's illegal, yet everybody's turning a blind eye to it. Snapchat allows children to share their real-time live location with anyone they're connected to. And most children are not only connected to friends, so that facilitates stranger danger. And then finally, for now, we could go on. But the amount of children that have been able to acquire drugs that had fentanyl in it on Snapchat as easily as a pizza being delivered to their house and then died is through the roof. So Snapchat is the biggest problem.
Give us, in the time that we have, maybe three or four tips for parents on how to screen these things and help our kids manage social media in a responsible way.
I love it. Love that you asked that. So please know you're not alone. A really simple free rule is don't keep connected tech in the bedrooms, overnight, or behind closed doors. Keep the connected tech in the common areas of the home. Don't be afraid to have candid conversations with your children about some of the most difficult and awkward topics, because it's better they're talking to you about it than Googling it or looking on TikTok for it. And then just know that it's okay to delay. Delay is the way. It might seem like everybody has this thing beside your child and they're left out, but the only thing they will be left out of is the problematic content and people online, and they will be healthier, happier humans the longer you wait.
Titania, where can parents find more information on the work that you do?
I would say go to bark.us or just Google my name, Titania Jordan. Pretty easy to find me. There's only one of me. And there you can find where to pre-order the book Parental Control or get the Bark app or the phone or the watch. It's, there's a lot out there. So whatever resonated with you, there's more.
That is Titania Jordan. She is with Bark Technologies, and the book she mentioned, Parental Control, A Guide to Raising Balanced Kids in the Digital Era. Thank you so much for spending time with our listeners this morning here on KMOX.
Thank you for having me.